Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. That all of you would join us for Midnight Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, certainly adds to the joy of this holy night. Praying with us at Mass tonight around the city and across the country, thanks to PIX11 and the Catholic Faith Network and the Catholic Channel and SiriusXM 129 and our own live stream. So many are with us, and all of you are as welcome as can be, as I wish you a very blessed Christmas. We're glad with us this evening is the nuncio, the ambassador of Pope Francis to the United Nations, Archbishop Gabriele Caccia. Buon Natale, Eccellenza, and we feel united with the Holy Father as he began the Holy Year of Hope at St. Peter's just a couple hours ago. Our own Bishop Whalen is here. Let's see, Monsignor Kevin Sullivan of Catholic Charities, Father Salvo, the pastor of the cathedral priest, so many of my brother priests, religious sisters and brothers. Rabbi Potasnik's with us, Elder Marriott of the Latter-day Saints, our Coptic clergy up here in the sanctuary. Our mayor is here. A blessed Christmas to you in the city, Mayor Adams, and our FDNY fire commissioner. Thanks for your company. So many dignitaries, international diplomats. We're all family. We're all family at this midnight mass, and that we might offer it the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and we ask for the mercy that Jesus, our Messiah, came to bring. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you.
us pray. O God, who have made this most sacred night radiant, radiant with the splendor of the true light, grant, we pray, that we who have known the mysteries of his light here on earth may also delight in his gladness in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us, upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God, Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice both now and forever, the zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Today is for our Savior, Christ the Lord. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples.
Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a Tito. Querido hermano, La gracia de Dios se ha manifestado para salvar a todos los hombres y nos ha enseñado a renunciar a la irreligiosidad y a los deseos mundanos, para que vivamos ya desde ahora de una manera sobria, justa y fiel a Dios, en espera de la gloriosa venida del gran Dios y Salvador, Cristo Jesús, nuestra esperanza. Él se entregó por nosotros para redimirnos de todo pecado y purificarnos, a fin de convertirnos en pueblo suyo, fervorosamente entregado a practicar el bien. Palabra de Dios.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, everybody, welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for Midnight Mass and a blessed Christmas near and far. Let there be light. Let there be light. God's first words to us. Let there be light, as in the beginning, he gazed upon the darkness and commenced the sacred enterprise of his creation. And Christmas, folks, is indeed a feast of light, as is Hanukkah for our Jewish neighbors, which will begin tomorrow night. Behold the darkness of the world, that first Christmas in Bethlehem, the city of David, midnight, the blackest moment of the day, at this time of the year, when the light of day shrinks as the sun reaches its lowest point. Now, Isaiah had spoken poetically about it, remember? As we just heard from the Bible, this silent night, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. The shepherds are dazzled by the glorious radiance of the angels. Those wise men, led by the brightness of a luminous star, Mary and Joseph, warmed by the light of a fire in a barn, for there was sadly no room in the inn for the birth of the promised one. Let there be light, as God's recreation starts with that midnight dazzle. No surprise, we admit it, we find ourselves in darkness. Our world, our country, our city, within our families, within ourselves. So no wonder, with the darkness around us, no wonder we so exuberantly celebrate the birth of Jesus, who would grow up to proclaim himself the light of the world. God so loved the world, he did not send us a drone. God so loved the world that he sent us his only son, the light of the world. Just a couple weeks ago, on the feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, I was in Paris, the city of lights, for the rededication of the renowned church consecrated to the mother of the light of the world, Our Lady, Notre Dame, Mary. One of the One of the many highlights of that rededication was the procession. Commissioner Tucker, you'll be happy to hear about this. The procession of those heroic firefighters of Paris who had saved most of the structure in that historic work of art. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, told us that when those firefighters arrived, the flames were so fierce, the smoke so blinding, that they were cautioned not to risk going in. You'll be blinded by the darkness of the thick smoke. You'll be unable ever to find your way in or your way out. The fire chief smiled and pushed them out of the way. We know this church very, very well. We inspect it so frequently. We know every corner and crevice. We know how to get in. We know how to get out. And in they went. President Macron continued, these brave firefighters saved the foundation, the base, the root of this grand cathedral. He went on, when Notre Dame was in ruins, France was in darkness. And now with the doors open, the bells pealing, the organ sounding, France has the lights on once again. Tonight, midnight, this Christmas, you and I profess we know our God well. We believe he is the Lord of light, not of the darkness. We know we entered life through him. We walk it guided by him, and we will leave it under his providence. Darkness indeed there is, but it shall not prevail. We profess that with him as our foundation, with him as our base, with him as our root, we can always, like Notre Dame, be restored, repaired, and renewed. Because we have a God whose first word to us was, let there be light. And we celebrate tonight the birth of the one who assured us, I am the light of the world.
Credo in unum Deum.
Thank you.
On this holy night, we implore the God of perfect peace and light to fill us with the glory of the Word made flesh.
Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Per il nostro Santo Padre Papa Francesco, che egli possa continuare a guidare la Chiesa con grande amore e compassione. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Für Timotheus Michael, Kardinal Dolan, seinen stellvertretenden Bischof, alle Bischöfe, Priester, Diakone und alle Männer und Frauen im apostolischen Dienst, dass sie weiterhin das heilige Volk Gottes inspirieren als lebendes Beispiel der Liebe Christi. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pour un respect total pour la vie tout le monde, depuis le premier moment conception yo, jusqu'à la mort naturelle. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Makamba nile na mmadu nile, ki ikpe nkwumọtọ n'udo cheba n'ụwa nile. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Módlmy się za wszystkich chorych, jak i tych, którzy nimi się opiekują, aby Bóg, który w Jezusie stał się dla nas człowiekiem, obdarzył ich siłą i spokojem serca. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
How many of these you know?
请为纽约宗教区的天主子民祈祷。 我们的工作和经历都能够让基督临在我们当中。 Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por los pobres, los enfermos, los que sufren y los solitarios, que con el milagro del nacimiento de Cristo puedan experimentar la curación y la esperanza de Dios. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para sa lahat ng mga yumao, naway makamta nila ang panibagong buhay sa piling ng Mesiyas. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we ask this holy night the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, and Saint Joseph, her spouse, as we make our prayers through Christ our Lord.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder. sun is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
The government shall be upon his shoulder.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be solid.
Wonderful.
My sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, that through this most holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. So with angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, hosts, powers, and saints of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory is without end, we now acclaim. Of all holiness, make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. As we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Let all within us praise. Please join in singing Silent Night, printed on page 22 of your program in German, Spanish, and English.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, that we, so gladdened by participation in this feast of our Savior's Nativity, may, through an honorable way of life, become worthy of eternal union with Him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Can't say it enough, a blessed Christmas to all of you and your families, to all who are united with us in worship at home. Alleluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, her spouse, the angels appearing to the shepherds, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in singing the recessional hymn found on page 23 of the program, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. Lord.